On Monday, UQ protesters occupied the Vice-Chancellor's office for 11 hours and vowed not to leave until their demands were met. While a QUT rally on Tuesday marched through the Gardens Point campus and hung a 10-metre banner from the Science and Engineering building demanding the university take action to combat climate change. These were brave and bold moves, with both groups saying their main motivator was the lack of response from their respective universities regarding climate change. Mr. Thompson said climate change had the potential to impact on every aspect of life.
Climate change is a massive problem. It's going to affect everything we love. The latest research from Griffith and UQ predicts that global average temperatures will increase above 2 degrees above pre-industrial levels by 2030, which is 70 years earlier than what we promised. So climate change is going to affect everything from food security to our livelihoods and our physical safety as extreme weather becomes more common.
While Ms. Braid was deeply concerned by the continued expansion of fossil fuel companies.
We know that to stay below the politically agreed 2 degree level of global warming, 80% of current fossil fuel reserves have to stay in the ground and not be burnt to stay below that limit. Fossil fuel companies are not only planning to extract and sell their existing reserves, but they continuously are exploring ever more sensitive territory to find new reserves, which would just destroy any chance of securing a safe planet.
Ms. Braid said that fossil-free UQ had tried everything to attract the university's attention.
So at UQ, the campaign has been running for about 3 years now, quite actively in the last 2 years. In that time, we have done everything under the sun. We've got over 1,600 petition signatures from students and staff. 150 academics have signed in support of divestment, several clubs and societies. We've had formal support from the student union. We've, held public rallies and had multiple meeting requests. But in that time, basically until Monday, we'd never really had any adequate kind of response from the university on this issue.
So the university organisation decided to step it up.
Yeah, basically we were at the point in our campaign where we felt like we weren't being heard and we had to really step up in order to be heard. So what better way to do it than just go to their office and, demand that we are seen or demand that our asks are met before we'll leave.
In the end, their courage paid off spectacularly.
What we agreed upon late that evening was that we would have a meeting with the Vice-Chancellor and the Chief Operating Officer on the 3rd of May. We also agreed that sometime before that we would meet with the Chief Operating Officer to go over UQ's investment portfolio. We also agreed that we would be included in ongoing discussion and communication about the topic of divestment and, the course of action that the university decides to take. And finally, we agreed that the Chancellor would actually address the issue of divestment at this Thursday's Senate meeting, and one of us was allowed to be present as an audience member to ensure, the integrity of the message was kept.
While at QUT, the rally had such an impact that campus security came over for a chat.
Yeah, so it started at 11 a.m. where we gathered at Speaker's Corner out the front of Gardens Point, QUT. And we eventually marched into the university along Main Drive and marched to the Science and Engineering Centre, which is at the back of the campus, where we dropped a 10-metre banner that read, "QUT, whose side are you on? Divest from fossil fuels."
Mr. Thompson said the 10-metre banner called on QUT to do what the government had so far failed to do.
Obviously, climate change is a massive issue that's going to affect everyone on this planet. And we're calling on QUT to show leadership on climate change that our governments lack. So since we delivered our first petition in late 2014, we've seen our renewable energy target slashed. We've seen funding for climate science at CSIRO gutted. So we need QUT to stand up against the toxic influence of the fossil fuel industry and put their money where their mouth is.
As a result of the march through the Gardens Point campus, the response on the fossil-free QUT Facebook page has been off the charts. Mr. Thompson also described similar demonstrations across the country as part of the Flood the Campus campaign.
But we've also fed into the broader national campaign for this week called Flood the Campus, where we've seen several universities take action. We saw fossil-free Melbourne University stripped down naked yesterday to call on their university to divest. We saw fossil-free UQ occupy the Chancellor's office on Monday for over 10 hours, and they walked away successfully with their immediate demands met. So we're all building this movement together, and yesterday's rally at QUT definitely helped build that movement.
After years of campaigning from both groups, as Ms. Braid quite rightly said,
it just goes to show how much can be achieved in one day.
Toby Crockford, 4ZZZ News.